Chapter 7. Then it began to rain. It was very heavy rain, and everybody got very wet. The wind blew and the boat moved violently up and down on the big waves. Everyone was holding onto the side of the boat very tightly. They all knew that this wasn't good. Steve and Al could still see the sharks.
"What are you two looking at?" said Jess.
Look up there," said Steve quickly, and pointed up into the sky. Everyone looked up into the sky and saw a flash of lightning. Steve wanted his friends to look away from the water. He didn't want them to see the sharks, because they would be worried. Miguel was trying to start the engine, but it didn't start. He tried again and again, but nothing happened. He shouted at it and kicked it. The diesel smell was very strong.
"What can we do to help?" Steve asked the captain.
"Everything is okay," said Captain Antonio, as he smiled at them. "There is no problem."
"No problem," said Chloe. "There is definitely a problem."
Rick was feeling sick, and Chloe started crying again. Al hugged her. Miguel tried to start the engine again. Still, nothing happened. Miguel and Antonio shouted at each other.
"What's happening?" said Jess.
"If they can't get the engine started, we can't get back to the harbour," said Tim. "We'll be stuck out here in the storm."
Captain Antonio used the boat radio to call for help. The group sat together, cold, wet, and very frightened. Steve and Al were still looking at the sharks in the water. The sky was getting very dark. As the group looked around, all they saw was an empty ocean. All the other boats had returned to the harbour before the storm. Meg was hugging Rick. He still looked very pale. Jess and Chloe were hugging each other. The others were holding on tightly to the side of the boat. The smell of diesel was very strong now. Water moved around the deck and everything was very wet.
"Maybe we'll never get back to the harbour," thought Steve.
Then Al saw another boat. Captain Antonio and Miguel stood up and waved.
"Have they come to help?" said Chloe.
The boat pulled up alongside their boat, but it was dangerous because the water moved violently up and down in the storm. There was another flash of lightning, and Meg screamed. Eventually, a man from the other boat climbed across to their boat. He tried to start the engine too, but it still wouldn't start. Tim stood up.
"There's no fuel," he said.
The men smelt the air. They could smell diesel too. The man from the other boat nodded and got some more fuel.
"They have not fixed it properly," said Jess.
"No," said Steve. "But hopefully it will be enough to get us back to the harbour."
The boatmen all shook hands, and the man from the other boat got ready to leave. He looked down into the water between the two boats before going across. Then he carefully climbed back into his own boat.
"What was he looking for?" Tim asked Steve.
"I don't know," said Steve. But he did know what the man was looking for. He was looking for sharks.
Miguel tried the engine again. It started.
"Thank goodness," said Al.
"We're moving again." The group was very relieved. They were very happy to be moving towards the harbour again. The other boat followed them for a while. The rain continued to be very heavy, and the sky was almost black. The storm wasn't finished yet, but the group had begun to calm down.
"We'll be okay," said Steve as he hugged Jess.
Soon, though, the engine stopped again, and the other boat had disappeared. Miguel tried to start the engine again, but it didn't start. He kept trying, and the strong diesel smell returned. Rick made a noise.
Everyone turned to look at him. He was being sick again, over the side of the boat. Then Chloe fell over. She had let go of the side of the boat while Al was looking for his cigarettes. "No smoking," Tim reminded him, and Al nodded. They helped Chloe get back to her seat. They all sat together, feeling very frightened. This was a nightmare.